Welcome back to Battle Mountain. We're going to pause for the national anthem. So, we just watched the Lady Demons take down the Huskies of Battle Mountain, 65-20, off of an incredible 3-point shooting performance by Brianna Sorensen. She has a total of 20 points, 15 of those off of 5 3-pointers that she hit. Also, leaders Nykirk coming off the bench. She scored 13 points. Spires had 9. Taylor had 8 before the end of it. Battle Mountain really never got anything going. Cassidy Kurt hit a couple of three-pointers for Battle Mountain, so she got she had 6 points, and Hancock ended up with 4 points, but just couldn't get anything going. So Battle Mountain goes to, I believe, 4-15 now, and
yep.
And Glenwood kind of gets that palate cleansing win
yes.
after the tough loss they suffered against Grand Junction Central on Saturday. So now we're getting ready for the guys' game to get started.
Glenwood 4-0, 14-7 overall, winners of 9 in a row. Battle Mountain 3-15 overall. Starters for Glenwood, Arjuni Renteria, Sim Wenger, Eric Cordero, Alec Clausen getting the start tonight, and Ellen Hernandez getting a start over Olave. Starting for Battle Mountain. I went down, took a picture of the scorebook. Well, shucks.
Well, I would say here it's okay. Madero,
yeah.
Woodworth, Midaw, Suman, and it looks like Hyde.
Assuming that Witt Hyde. Okay, so Madero, a 5'9 sophomore. Woodworth, a 6'1 senior. Porta Midaw, 6'2 junior. Witt Hyde, 6'1 senior. Bo Suman is a 6'2 freshman. Battle Mountain, 0-4 in league, 3-15 overall, coached by Joe Lundstrom. Witt Hyde is the leading scorer on the season, averaging 12.3 points per game. Midaw, 6.8 points per game. Madero, 5.2. Last time the Demons and Huskies played, back on the 31st of January, Glenwood won at 57-32. In that game, Renteria with 14 points. Alec Clausen with 14 points. Clausen with 13. Wenger with 12. Huskies doing their little pregame ritual, little circle up. A team dance.
An assistant coach, that's probably his primary job.
Yeah.
on game day.
So it's going to be Woodworth and Sim Wenger in the opening tip. Glenwood wearing their road unis, red, white numerals. Tip is won by Battle Mountain, taken by Woodworth. Lobs it left wing to Whit Hyde. Gets cut off there. Demons playing a zone. Pass down to Suman. Puts up a shot from 10. Got the lucky bounce. Suman with the high bounce off the back of the rim. 2-0 Battle Mountain. Here's Wenger, baseline. Pass into Rentry, gets clobbered there. That's going to be a foul against Woodworth.
And Woodworth says, how is that a foul on me? Well, I don't know. Maybe because you threw your body into it?
Yeah, big-time collision there. Cordero inbounding. Goes into Clausen all alone. Thought about a three. Drives now top of the key to Hernandez. Drops the ball, picks it up, lobs it to Renteria left wing. Renteria with a drive. Puts up the layup. Nice smooth move by Arjuni Renteria. 2-2 score. 7 minutes left in the first. Suman getting it. Top of the key. His pass knocked away. A steal by Cordero. Quick hands. Eric Tip breaking to the hoop. Is fouled. Going to the basket. He'll shoot two. And the foul called against Jose Madero. And we talked about Cordero's quickness last time we saw him. Was making that big defensive play against Eagle Valley with 8 seconds left, racing up the floor, and he was stride for stride sidestepping, moving laterally.
Just so quick.
Cordell missed the first free throw.
Well, and he's so quick on defense, and so, I mean, even when it looks like he gets beat.
Second free throw, missed them both.
He manages to get back in front of him.
Still 2-2 score. Battle Mountain ball, 2-2 score. Porter Middaugh goes to Whit Hyde for three in the corner. Won't go. Rebound knocked away by Battle Mountain. Saved by the Huskies. There's a drive by Madero. Loses the ball. Clausen up the court to Cordero. Lobs it to Renteria. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Put back Wenger. In and out. No good. Oh, there was a lid on it that time. 2-2 score. Whit Hyde underhands it to Suman. Suman, jump pass in the corner, and Middaugh wasn't quite expecting that one. Went into the Glenwood bench. Still tied at two. I want to give a shout out to Bill Jack. Benny Swanson's grandfather, listening in Nashville, Illinois, tunes into us. Appreciate that. Hope we can bring you a little entertainment. Cordero's got it, or Hernandez to Cordero. Right wing to Wenger. To Clausen. Clausen down to Renteria. Dribbles once. Double team. A little hook pass picked off by Middaugh for Battle Mountain. Up the court comes Madero. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Rebound. Put back attempt. Woodworth missed that shot. Rebound tipped by Renteria. Taken by Wenger. Wenger circles around. Make sure there's no white jerseys around him. Drives. Stops at the free throw line. Lobs it to Cordero. Launches a three with the left hand. Up the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Clausen. Clausen steps back. Left wing. Lob pass down to Wenger. Wenger driving, fakes, shoots, floater of the right hand, won't go. Rebound taken by Cooper Skidmore. Up the court to Keller Woodworth. Woodworth stops, goes left wing to Madero, launches a three. Traveling called. Brian Derby, former Glenwood Lady Demons head coach, with the Motown call there. Still tied at two. Kind of a sloppy game. Hernandez was barking out something. The ball, when it was thrown to him in bounds, he literally picked it up. Here's Wenger for three. Right wing. You betcha. Sim Wenger singes the nets. And it's a 5-2 lead for Glenwood. 5:09 to go first quarter. Drive by Whit Hyde. Lays it up. Missed the shot. Ball out of bounds. And Hyde, or rather, Hyde arguing the call.
Well, one of the lady,
it is
lady
bound on ball. Yeah.
Yeah, she said it. She said Renteria got a fingertip on it.
Pass into Hyde, drives, lays it up the left side of the glass, won't go. Rebound taken by Alec Clausen. 5-2 Glenwood. Clausen lobs it to Cordero, top of the key. Goes to Hernandez. Hernandez hands it off to Wenger. Fakes the three, goes top of the key to Cordero. Fakes down low, drives left side, gets a pick. Lob pass down to Claussen, but his shot is blocked. Nice block there by Woodworth. And Battle Mountain turns the ball over. It's tossed out of bounds.
Yeah,
5-2 Glenwood.
Skidmore was trying to throw it out to Woodworth and just tossed it way too far.
Cordero left wing. A little hesitation move. Lays it up and in. Nice quick move by Eric Cordero. That was sick. 7-2 Glenwood. Pass in the near quarter. Three-pointer by Middaw. Rolls in and out. No good. Rebound Sim Winger for Glenwood. Winger center court. Top of the key. Nice pass down to Renteria. Oh, offensive foul. Oh, no, they're going to call against Glenwood. I thought Renteria bodied him, but they're saying Madero did not have his feet stationary, and he's got a little lip for the ref. And
wait.
And Woodward saying, get away. Just keep it quiet.
He did a good job of flopping after that. He stepped up into Renteria and then immediately went down hard.
Cordell lobs it back court, being chased down by Hernandez. Almost got tackled there. Gets a pick from Gus Heisel, and Heisel.
We're going to call it for a moving screen.
Yep. Gus got a little aggressive there. Here's a shot underneath. Doesn't go. Taken by Whit Hyde. And Hyde to the line for two shots. Seven-two, Glenwood. Whit Hyde at the line. Missed the first free throw. Off to the right.
Max McFarland checks in for the Huskies.
Hyde with the second free throw is good that time. 7-3, Glenwood. Cordero to Wenger. Top of the key. Lobs it to Renteria. Traveled. Took an extra step. Claussen's going to check back in. The Demons.
It's so easy when you start doing that. I'm going to fake to the left, fake to the right thing to shuffle your feet.
Claussen in for Renteria. Whit Hyde trots it up. Left side gets it across the line. Drive against Gus Heisel. Puts up a shot. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Wenger for Glenwood. Bring it up center court. Right wing to Cordero. Cordero drives. You're going to say a foul on the floor. Quick foul. That's four team fouls against Battle Mountain. They call it against Max McFarland. Number 24. Cordero inbounds to Gus Heisel under the basket. Lost it out of bounds. Bounced off his knee. He's arguing the call.
He's saying he got bumped.
Yeah.
Saying Skidmore put a hip into him.
Madero will bring it up. Met there by Hernandez. Hernandez bumping him there. Cordero along the baseline. Kick out, pass through the key to Middaw. Middaw to Cooper Skidmore. Stops at the free throw line. Bounce pass picked off by Alec Claussen. Claussen up the left side. Claussen fakes the pass, draws the foul as he goes up for the layup, so he'll shoot two. Claussen likes that little deke move.
Foul on Skidmore.
Skidmore picks up the foul, his first 15 foul already for Battle Mountain. Claussen at the line for two. First free throw is no good. Rolls off the rim. Woodworth back in for Battle Mountain. Hernandez out. Olave checks in for the first time tonight. 7-3 Glenwood. Claussen's second free throw is good. 8-3 Demons. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Battle Mountain ball. Woodworth has it near the circle. Threaded there by Olave. Lobs it left wing to Witt Hyde. Pass trying to do a give and go underneath. Picked off by Cordero with a quick hands. Right wing to Winger. Winger way downtown. Three-pointer. Boom. Splashed out. Sim Winger. That was ridiculous. 11-3 Glenwood. McFarland with a drive in traffic. Now hands it off. And a drive shot off the glass and in for number 11, Porta Middaugh. Five Glenwood. Olave for three, right wing. That's an air ball.
Fans letting him know.
11-5 Demons, 2:14 left.
You can't blame him. That's a fun call to make when somebody hit the rim.
Yeah, it's as traditional as warm up the bus.
Yeah.
Cooper Skidmore, 1-1 in high on the right side with Gus Heisel. Middaugh, top of the key, left wing to Woodworth. They kick it over to trying to go down low. Gus Heisel knocks the ball away. Almost got a steal. They're going to say last touched by McFarland out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Winger comes out. Couple of threes for him. Arjuni Renteria back in. Cordero flips it over to Olave, left wing. Hands it down to Claussen. Claussen back to Olave. Bounce pass to Cordero. Cordero, no look. Pass down to Olave. Lays it up. Missed a shot. Cordero likes that no look. Pretty good feed, but Olave couldn't get the finish. 11-5 Glenwood. Battle Mountain ball. Here's a three-pointer. Right wing by Skidmore. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Cordero. At the left side to Renteria. Lobs it down to Gus Heisel at the baseline. Trying to feed it in to Cordero. Saves it, but threw it back in the hands. Loose ball taken by Olave. Crossover dribble. Drives to the hoop. Draws the... No
How
foul.
Is he not
he
fouled?
Was belted. Just
oh my gosh.
Clobbered and knocked to the floor. And the female ref was right there at the baseline. Did not call it. Kept the whistle in her mouth. Woodworth dribbles around top of the key. Drives right side. Puts up a shot, doesn't go. Rebound put back is good by Woodworth. 11-7, Glenwood. Cordero walks it up. 35 seconds left in the first. Flips it right wing to Claussen. Claussen, feet down to Cordero. Little hook shot with the left hand. Good, pretty shot. Rattle that one in. Eric Cordero with a bucket. 13-7, Glenwood. 18 seconds left in the first. Witt Hyde dribbles left side around Claussen, forces up a shot, won't go, rebound at Renteria. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10, pass up the court to Claussen. Claussen, spin move in the paint, double team, did a little backwards pass to Cordero, goes down to Renteria, fakes, shoots, missed it at the buzzer. As he clenches his fists in frustration, but the Demons have the lead after one. 13-7, Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood Demons lead the Huskies after one quarter play, 13-7. Sim Winger, a couple of threes in that first quarter. Inbounds the ball to Cordero. Lobs it to Claussen. Right wing. Pass to Olave. Olave to Cordero. Drives, fakes. Goes top of the key to Claussen. Left wing to Renteria. Arjuni down to trying to feed it down to Winger. A foul's going to be called, I think, against Middaugh.
Yeah, they're going to get Middaugh because he was coming over the back of Winger there.
Sam will inbound. 13-7, Glenwood. Sim goes top of the key to Olave, to Claussen. Claussen backing up. Dribbles around left side, hands it off to Olave, left wing. Goes to Renteria. Renteria, a little head fake there. Hands it off to Claussen. Sets up for a three, top of the key. That's short, off the rim, no good. Claussen gets his own rebound. Flips it over to Olave. Olave, top of the key to Winger. Winger makes a move off the dribble. Now goes to Cordero, left wing, three-pointer. And won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain, pulled down by Skidmore. He'll bring it up uncontested. Goes left wing to Middaugh. Back to Skidmore. Pass down to Witt Hyde. Banks it off the glass and in from the left side. Olave to Cordero to Claussen. Cordero bounce pass to Renteria, left wing. Down to Wenger. Fakes. Oh, loses control of the ball on a steal. Taken by Witt Hyde. Bounce pass up the court. Almost stolen by Renteria. They're saying last touched by Mido. Bo Suman in for Battle Mountains, a 6'2 freshman. Cordero out, and Aiden Peters in for Glenwood. And a full timeout call by Coach Fred Heisel. 6:38 to go in the half, 13-9 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Glenwood leading 13-9, 6:36 to go in the half. Demons have the ball. Peters to Renteria at the free throw line. That lobs it down to Simwinger. A little left-handed hook shot doesn't go. Rebound taken by Olave. They're going to say jump ball. Possession goes to the Huskies.
I think Woodworth came down with it initially, but then Olave just immediately tied him up even before he hit the ground.
Huskies bring it up. They have 16 fouls. Glenwood just has two. Drive by Witt Hyde. They're going to call a foul.
Yep, they're going to call Sim for reaching in there. Sim paid the price for it, though. He took a shoulder right to the mouth. He's checking his lips there. Going to give him a bloody lip.
Pass to Madero, backcourt. Peters guarding him. Crossover dribble between the legs. Getting fancy here behind the back. Kicks it out the left wing to Witt Hyde for a three-pointer. Does it go? Rebound Olave. Edwin brings it up for the Demons. Loses the ball. There's Peters to pick it up. Peters right wing. Hands it off to Renteria. Little head fake. Spin move. And just that quick move causes a foul. And that's going to be 1-1 for Argeny. Andy Heisel checking in for the first time tonight. 13-9 Glenwood.
Calling Andy, that foul on Suman.
His first 17 foul, 1-1 for Argeny Renteria. Claussen out. Andy Heisel in. And Renteria long in that first free throw. Rebound putback. Olave good. Good job by Olave to clean the glass and get the putback. His first basket, 15-9. Glenwood. Madero, three-pointer way downtown. Tried to bank. It doesn't go. Rebound taken by Wenger. Wenger up the left side. Flips it over to Peters. Peters, a little head fake behind the back dribble. What'd they call?
Traveling?
What? He was dribbling. He never picked up the ball. All right. 15-9 Demons. 5:28 to go in the half. Witt Hyde. Right wing. One-on-one with Peters. Jump pass to Madero. Here's Suman. Hands it off to Woodworth. Backs up right wing. Well, we got an offense. Is it an offensive foul? Andy Heisel had to pick himself off the floor.
Yep, they're calling it against Suman. Yep.
So the freshman picks up his second foul. It's the eighth team foul. Suman, the freshman, getting a little education there from the ref. So it's a 1-1 for Andy Heisel. Glenwood 15-9. Glenwood. Lady Demons, by the way, won easily, 65-20. Suman out, palms up, asking questions. What did I do? Here we go. Andy Heisel. First free throw. No good. Boy, the Glenwood just can't get a free throw. Here's rebound, put back attempt by Sim Wenger, and he got just belted. And he's checking his face again for blood. No blood, but a foul. That's two shots for Sim. That's the ninth team foul already for Battle Mountain. Foul called against Cooper Skidmore, his second.
And Glenwood's only 1-for-6 from the line so far.
Claussen with the only free throw. Sim's first free throw. Spins off the rim. Can you believe this? Skidmore out, replaced by McFarland. Sim taking aim, second free throw. That time he nails it. 16-9 Glenwood. 5 minutes to go in the half. Keller Woodworth.
Calling him with a push-off.
And, yep.
Yeah, he sticks his elbow out and drove Andy Heisel back.
Yeah, that works on the playground where you're calling your own fouls.
Yeah.
Peters into Olave, 16-9 Glenwood. Olave, a little hesitation move there. They're going to call an offensive foul against Olave.
Call him for the same kind of thing.
Okay, well, this game has no rhythm at all.
Yeah.
Madero inbounds to Whit Hyde. Battle Mountain now in the double bonus. Here's Madero, right wing. Trying to pass it down low. Picked off by Renteria, bringing it up left side. Argeny kicks it out to Andy Heisel for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Peters. Loose ball caroms around. It ends up with Madero, who bounces it off his own leg. Now cradles it. Here's the mid-off back to Madero. Left wing to Whit Hyde. Hyde underhands it to McFarland.
Yep. Traveled. Yep. Again, it's that I'm going to go left, and now I'm going to go right. And yeah. You end up just pitter-pattering those feet. And in real time, it doesn't feel like you're doing it. It doesn't feel like that's a travel. Yeah. But we've seen several of those called already.
Olave out. Cordero back in the game, and he gets the ball. Brings it up the floor. Met there by Madero. Stops. Bounce pass. Trying to go to Renteria. Picked off by Woodworth for Battle Mountain. Madero's got it. Right wing goes to Woodworth. Woodworth against Renteria. Offensive foul. Same thing. Boy, that's his third. And he's going to be brought to the bench and replaced by Bo Suman. 16-9 Glenwood. Come up on the 4 minute mark here in the half. Cordero's got it, lobs it to Renteria. Fakes, drives, lays it up. Nice quick move by Argeny Renteria. That's what it'll take. His second basket, 18-9 Glenwood.
It was a good little head fake, making him, you know, just with his eyes and his face, making it look like he was about to pass that
Cordero
off.
Cordero poking at the ball, knocks it away, trying to get it back.
Should be over and back.
Over and back.
Yep. Madero bounced it off the back of his own foot.
Yep. He's frustrated. Cordero, quick hands there, forcing the turnover. Jackson Wansley going to check in for Battle Mountain. Madero out. Andy Heisel inbounding for Glenwood on the far sideline. Lobs it into Cordero. Top of the key. Goes left wing. Pass tipped by Battle Mountain. Loose ball ends up with the Huskies. Save, though, into Renteria. Down to Simwinger. Lays it up and in. Just the quick hands. Glenwood looks like they commit a turnover. They get the ball back, and they convert. 20-9, Glenwood. Wansley just checked in, has the ball. Lobs it to McFarland, or rather Suman. Whit Hyde, spin move in the paint, draws a foul. And number 22, Whit Hyde to the line.
They're calling that on Sim Winger.
Boy, that's his third. No, yeah, it is. Is it really three?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. Okay. Coach Heisel, I think, is going to replace him here after the first free throw.
Yeah, looks like we got a whole new team coming in. Yep, five substitutes. We now have Clausen, Olave, Gus Heisel, Hernandez, and Benny Swanson.
Ben Swanson.
Yep.
Swanee's grandpa, Bill Jack, listening in Nashville, Tennessee. Illinois. Second free throw, no good. Rebound taken by Hernandez. It's top of the key to Clausen. Gus Heisel calling for it. Here's Hernandez, left wing. Goes to Olave. Olave's pass picked off. Stolen. Got a stolen right back by Olave. Did he step out of bounds? What's the call?
Yeah, they're saying he stepped out of bounds.
Inbounding is Porta Midaw. Goes into Suman. Three-pointer by Midaw, right wing, air ball, out of bounds. 20-10, Glenwood. 2:47 to go in the half. Hernandez will bring it up for Glenwood. Looks left. Lobs it to Swanson. Swanee to Clausen. Clausen to Gus Heisel, top of the key. Swanee with a drive. Gets cut off. Lobs it back to Hernandez, top of the key. Right wing to Olave. Lob pass down to Hernandez. Hernandez, three defenders on him. Trying to get position. Drew them and call for traveling. Just a sloppy first half. Pass up the court. Half court to McFarland. Here's a near steal. Swanee almost came up with it at half court. Ball knocked away. It ends up in the hands of Clausen. Clausen behind the back dribble. Trying to feed it underneath to Olave. Stolen by Battle Mountain. Boy, both teams committing a lot of turnovers. Here's Midoff, far corner. His pass knocked away and a steal by Olave. And now he's going to send Olave to the free throw line for two shots because Battle Mountain's in the double bonus.
Wow, we have 14 turnovers for Battle Mountain already.
Wow.
8 for Glenwood. The lion's share of those are steals.
Olave to the line for two. First free throw. Got it. 21-10, Glenwood. Olave's second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good.
Rebound by Suman.
Wansley, left wing to Middaugh. Back to Wansley. Stops, underhands it to Suman. Jump past the far corner to McFarland. Flirted with a three, then changed his mind. Here's a three-pointer by Witt Hyde. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound. Last touch by Battle Mountain.
Yep. Knocked out by McFarland.
Wansley claiming that Swanson touched it last. Ref not buying it. Minute 35 to go in the half. 21-10, Glenwood. Swanee's got it top of the key. Left wing to Clausen. Right wing to Olave. Olave hands it off to Hernandez for three. Oh, come on, Derby can't call that. Hernandez knocked down a three, and Derby said, nope, you traveled. Minute 24 to go in the first half, 21-10, Glenwood. Battle Mountain beats the press. Glenwood back on D. Drive by McFarland. Right wing to Suman. Suman, no-look pass in the near corner to Witt Hyde. Guarded there by Clausen. And an offensive foul against Witt Hyde.
Good job on Hernandez getting into position, taking that charge.
Hyde picks up his first. Swanee inbounds it to Hernandez. Goes back to Swanee. High post left side to Olave. Olave to Clausen, top of the key. Goes to Swanson. Swanee between the leg dribble, backs up near the circle. Gets a pick. Kicks it over to Olave. Head fake. In the key. Goes to Gus Heisel. Thought about a three. Drives. Gets smothered there. Forces up a shot. Got it to go. Gus Heisel, who had the winning baskets against Eagle Valley, with a big shot there. 23-10, Glenwood. Gus Heisel's first basket. Here's Suman at the baseline. Forces up a shot. Blocked by Clausen. They're going to call a foul. Or no, they're going to say it is Clausen. Clausen's first, sixth team foul. And two shots for Suman. He missed the first free throw. Clausen out. Sim Wenger back in. 23-10 Glenwood, 22 seconds left in the half. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Olave. 19 seconds, 18. Hernandez has the ball, left wing. Almost gave it away. Needs some help, goes to Sim Wenger. 10 seconds, back to Hernandez. Swanee's got it. near corner to Olave. Spin move, baseline, double team, hook pass down to Wenger. Backup shot won't go. Simmons is a heave up the floor. That's going to do it for a really ugly first half. Glenwood has a 13-point lead, 23-10 at the half. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood Demons with a 23-10 lead here at halftime. Again, to repeat the big news, a big power outage in Glenwood Springs. Sounds like most of the city is without power. Long Midland, in 8th to 27th, Sayre Park. The city's pretty much in the dark. They're working on trying to restore power, but we'll let you know as soon as we get the word. Of course, you'll know before us in Glenwood Springs when the lights come back on, hopefully soon. Glenwood Battle Mountain, not much power from either team. Glenwood, 13 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter. Battle Mountain was 7 in the first and just 3 in the second quarter. Sim Wenger has got to put a couple of threes, but he's also got 3 fouls. He's got 9 points at the half to lead Glenwood. RJ Renteria with 4 points. Gus Heisel with a bucket. Eric Cordero with 2 buckets. Missed free throws. Clausen with 1. He started tonight. And Edwin Olave with 3 points. Glenwood can't hit the free throws tonight.
No, they're only shooting 30%. They're 3 for 10.
Leading 23-10 here at halftime.
So Simlinger has, he's leading all rebounders with 6. Clausen and Olave both have 3. For Battle Mountain, Woodworth has the most with 5. Nobody else has more than 2 beyond that. Some pretty sloppy play. Battle Mountain is at 14 turnovers already. So 14 turnovers. They're not shooting very well either. They're only 1 for 4 from the free throw line.
Glenwood Lady Demons, by the way, won easily, 65-20. Brianna Sorensen with a huge night, 20 points. 4 points from Lindsay Helms, 8 scored by Tori Taylor. Joslyn Spires with 9 points, 13 by Tay Eicher coming off the bench. Knocked down a 3 and was hot from the free throw line. Finished with 13. Glenwood will finish up the regular season at home against Eagle Valley Devils in the rematch. And we was a laugher for the Lady Demons. They won 70-25.
Yeah. Well, you know how oftentimes you have garbage time at the end of the game?
Yeah.
They had garbage time at the end of each quarter. I mean, the first part of each quarter, the starters would be in. They'd score a quick 10, 12 points, and then we'd see all the JV players get their time in. They were playing probably the second half of every quarter in that game. Coach Moser doing, a good job of letting them get some playing time and also not wanting to run the score up too bad. But
the boys' game was the thriller. Demons won it 69-67, so the rematch should be a lively one Friday night at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium on senior night. In that game, we talked to Sim Wenger. He had 19 points. Alec Clausen at 20. Terrific night for Alec. Sim with 19, 13 rebounds. Arjuni Renteria with 13 points. Gus Heisel with 6, including that winning basket, or the go-ahead basket. That little baseline drive where he kind of flipped it over his left shoulder, got to go in, and then there was
Eight seconds left.
Yeah. And Eagle Valley had to take it up the length of the court.
And Eric Cordero, just offensive defense, or awesome defensive play, just staying with a driving, just as going as fast as he could go, and Cordero was keeping up with him, and just kind of defensed him out of bounds.
Yeah, right to the baseline.
Yeah.
Thrilling win, as Glenwood was down most of the night in that game. So should be a fun one at Chavez Spencer, where we can come out. If not, tune us in. Looking at the rankings, I mentioned Glenwood Lady Demons, despite their loss to Central. Well, they did lose a little ground in the RPI standings. They went from 7 to 9, but still ranked 9th by Chassa. Boys rankings. No love for Glenwood in 5A. You got Air Academy, number 1, Mesa Ridge, Meade, Frederick, Windsor, Dakota Ridge, Lewis Palmer, Vista Peak Prep, Longmont, and Pueblo South rounding out the top 10. Again, it's a 32-team bracket, 4A, 5A, 6A. Below that, it's districts. So 3A teams will play in a district tournament. And the brackets will come out next Sunday. Early on this season, we weren't, I think both of us were a little skeptical. What are we going to see from these teams? Yeah. These teams?
Well, and we were talking about how last season, Sim Winger has done such a great job this season. And he went for, six games straight where he was scoring over 20 points a game and leading in rebounds and steals and that kind of thing. And I think we were driving home one day, and I said, I don't remember Sim Winger from last year. I don't remember him being an impact player. So he just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, he's been a joy to watch, and good supporting cast. Sim scores a little under his average. Someone else will pick up the slack, like Hernandez or Cordero or Claussen. Yeah, Claussen and Sim will be quite the duo next year for Fred Heisel. And it sounds like the power has come back, except for Midland Avenue. So they're still working on that. It's the power outage in Glenwood. Downtown, things are back on, but Midland, they're still working on. We're expecting snow tonight. A couple days this week. 23-10, Glenwood with the lead here as halftime winds down. All right, here we go. See the original starting five? No. It's Sim Winger, Edwin Olave, Ellen Hernandez, Swanson, and Gus Heisel.
The Demons will start the second half.
Looks like Coach Heisel's getting some more playing time in.
Backcourt pass to Swanee. Flips it to Wenger and saves it, but threw it back into a Battle Mountain player and driving to the basket. Coming from behind to get the pick of Swanee. Loose ball taken by Wenger. No-look pass into Gus Heisel. That's just incredible. Almost a turnover led to points, but Glenwood has the ball. Olave's got it right wing. Down to Wenger. Wenger with a drive over two defenders. Got fouled. No call. Rebound taken by Keller Woodworth. Woodworth straight up the court. Oh, offensive foul? Yes, sir. Big time as Olave took the charge.
That's his fourth.
That's his fourth for Woodworth.
Team first.
7:29 to go, third quarter. Hernandez brings it up for Glenwood.
It's been three offensive fouls for Woodworth.
Yeah. Here's Wenger for three, left wing. That's off, air ball. And the
not
few
a great
fans here. Reminding him of it.
Yeah, not a great start for either team here.
No. Not a good finish to the first half. Not a good start to the second half. 23-10 Glenwood. Pass up the court. Picked off by Wenger. Just snatched it out of the air with one hand. Right wing. Top of the key to Gus Heisel. Thought about a three. Drives. Fakes. Passes to Olave. Right wing. Olave with a drive at the block. Head fake. Goes to Hernandez. Backs up near the circle. Left wing to Swanee. Swanson between the leg dribble. Lobs it to Gus Heisel. Heisel down to Swanee into the underneath. Lays it up, missed the shot. Put back, rolls off the rim. No good by Olave. Olave gets the loose ball. Nice rebound. Here's Swanee. Olave in the corner. He'll try a three. Bang! Got it. Just not feeling it down low. And Olave with the bucket. 26-10 Glenwood. And Hernandez gets a steal. Took it away from Middaw. Up the court to Wenger. Threw it out of bounds. 26-10 Demons.
McFarland and Petrowski in for the Huskies.
Well, you can see the frustration on the Battle Mountain players.
Yeah.
Suman comes out, and he is just as frustrated as he's ever been.
Yeah. Battle Mountain ball. Glenwood with the press. Inbounds pass to Max McFarland. Swanee guarding him. Swanee guarding both players as Madero brings it up. Goes to McFarland. Back to Madero near the circle. Lobs it left wing. Petrovsky was in the game. Here's Madero, right wing. Gets a pick. Hands it off to McFarland. Head fake. Drives. And jump ball call. Possession will remain with Battle Mountain. As did Olave get the block there?
Yeah, I didn't see who it was.
And bounce pass to Skidmore. One-on-one with Sim Wenger. Wenger gets the steal. Up the court to Swanee. Catches up to it. Lays it up. You betcha. Swanee with a kiss off the glass. 28-10 Glenwood. Ball out of bounds. Glenwood turned it over.
Yeah, they were trying to do a deep pass, and there's nobody there.
Except the drum section.
Yeah. Woodworth is coming back in with his four fouls. Petrovsky sits.
Wenger inbounding baseline. Goes into Swanson, left wing. To Gus Heisel. Olave, right wing to Wenger. Pass, trying to go down to Hernandez. Little jump pass. It's out of bounds. Battle Mountain ball. A lot of turnovers tonight for Glenwood, despite their 18-point lead. Woodworth thought about launching one up the floor. There's a pass through McFarland. He gets double-teamed, and ball out of bounds.
Yeah, they're going to say it's off Sim Winger's hand there.
Middaw checks in. He's going to inbound. Or is he? Yep. Okay, no, he's not. It's going to be Madero. But they're going to trade places. Goes back court to McFarland. Met there by Hernandez and Swanson. Pass up the court to Skidmore. Double teamed in the corner. Pass picked off by Sim Wenger. Top of the key. Flips it right side to Gus Heisel. Way downtown. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Hernandez. No, off his hands. Just lost it out of bounds there. Basketball. 28-10 Glenwood. 5:25 to go in the third. Madero one-on-one with Olave. Got frustrated there and just bounced it off his shin out of bounds.
Yeah, just chucked it off of Olave's
point
leg.
Blank. Bounced under the scorer's table. Middaw inbounding for Battle Mountain. Goes to Skidmore. Has it top of the key. Met there by Gus Heisel. Little hesitation move. Lobs it to Woodworth.
They're going to call Olave on a blocking foul.
His second. Olave. Okay. Aiden Peters in for Hernandez.
Well, Winder was Winder, Winder earlier.
Yeah.
So Olave and Winder.
Pass into McFarland. Has the ball knocked away by Aiden Peters.
Bounced off his foot, so they're calling
Glenwood ball. 5:09 left in the third. 28-10 Glenwood.
Peters is acting like he jammed a finger or something there.
Yeah. Olave's got it. Goes to Gus Heisel, top of the key. Left wing to Wenger. Aiden Peters, little head fake. Stops. Pass down to Gus Heisel. Heisel trying to drive. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Oh, there's a foul. They're going to call it against Aiden Peters. Boy, this is one ugly game.
Yeah.
Heisel checks in for the Demons.
Demons lead by 18. Gus Heisel thought he got a forced a jump ball. Dad saying, all right, just cool your jets. For Andy Heisel in. Long three-pointer by Madero. In and out, no good. Rebound knocked away by Peters. Couldn't catch up to it. Madero just launching it from 30 feet.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? What do we got to lose?
Down from 18. the white volleyball line.
McFarland out, Whit Hyde in. This crowd's so quiet, you can hear the PA announcer, the echo. There's a pass almost stolen. Whit Hyde has it, drives, shoots, offensive foul.
Offensive foul.
Goodness,
yeah.
Boy, it's been the night for offensive fouls.
Well, Battle Mountain, when they drive, they put a shoulder down and just decide to push through.
28-10 Glenwood, 4:35 to go in the third. Sam Wenger brings it up. A little skip step, bounces to Olave. Got a foul. Boy, quick whistle.
And is that going to be against
Woodworth? Yeah.
He's fouled out then.
Foul on Woodworth.
Palms are up. What do you mean, me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Coach, you're going to have to send somebody in. He's only got four players on the court.
Yeah.
Okay, he's sending Petrovsky in. You can tell the coach is very frustrated.
Yeah. Aiden Peters inbounding. Lobs it up to Olave. Down to Wenger in the paint. Basta underneath the Swanson. Backhand flip to Andy Heisel. Heisel to Swanee in the left wing. Swanee is quick. Between the leg dribble. Picks it up. Hands it off to Olave. Olave with a drive around the right side. Shoots from the free throw line and got the roll. Edwin Olave with the bucket. He's got 5 points this quarter. 30-10 Glenwood. Doesn't seem like a 20-point lead. Here's a steal by Sim Wenger up the court to Edwin Olave. Olave out number 3-1. Lays it up and got it and the foul. They count it. I was waiting for the offensive foul call.
That's what I was thinking too.
Olave. Up high, kissed it off the glass of the defender. Jose Madero picks up his third, apparently moving his feet.
So the Battle Mountain coach is beside himself after watching his star player foul out on offensive fouls.
Olave with the bucket, chance for a three-point play. Bingo, got it. 33-10, Glenwood. Steal by there's a steal by Eric Cordero. Goes to Andy Heisel. Sets up for a three in the corner. Got it. No, traveling.
That's it, traveling.
33-10, Glenwood. They wave off that three. 3:48 to go in this ugly third quarter. Battle Mountain gets it across. There's a pass tipped by Wenger, taken back by Skidmore. Tries to feed it down low and threw it into the wall. Trying to feed it into Midoff.
Man, this is, like you said, this is an ugly quarter. This is just a lot of frustration causing mistakes. And we got technical on the coach.
Against the Battle Mountain coach. Oh, my. It's just getting worse.
Yeah.
Joe Lundstrom. Call for a technical, and he's still having a chin wag with the official. Oh, boy. So Andy Heisel will go to the line to.
Heisel to the line for the Demons.
First free throw is got the lucky bounce there. The shooter's roll, if you will. Andy on the board for the first time. 34-10 Glenwood. Andy's second free throw. Perfect. And the Glenwood Demons get the ball out of bounds. Leading by 25. Wenger inbounding. Goes in to Peters. Back to Sim. Sim with a little head fake. Underhands it to Claussen. Claussen top of the key to Andy. Andy to Aiden Peters. Peters, baseline fadeaway. Are you serious?
Wow.
Aiden Peters, that was sick.
Yeah, that was falling way away.
Yeah, his first basket is a memorable one, and Glenwood forces a turnover. Battle Mountain is just fit to be tied.
Yeah.
37-10, Glenwood. Oh, it's Huskies ball.
Yeah, Simwinger and Cordero double team there, force a jump.
Long pass up the court to Skidmore near half court. No look pass. Here's a shot by Petrosky, three-pointer. And Petrosky gets Battle Mountain on the board for the first time in the third quarter at the 3-10 mark. Three-pointer, 37-13. Demons lead, pass down to Sim. Sim dribbles once, shoots, rolls off the rim, no good. But he's fouled, and Sim will go to the line for two. Looking for his first points here in the third quarter. Foul called against Middow. One more, and Battle Mountain's in the bonus.
So Sim's only one for two from the line.
First free throw, swish.
Make that two for three.
Suman in for Battle Mountain. Madero out. Sim's second free throw. Miss, rebound tipped by Clausen, taken by Skidmore. 38-10, or 13, Glenwood. Drive and a shot over Wenger, doesn't go. That shot attempted by Skidmore. Cordell got the loose ball, tried to pass it up the floor, and he was fouled. That's going to put Glenwood to the line for 1-1.
Tell you what, that miss by Skidmore was all 100% Simwinger. He was so high that he knew he was going to get blocked if he went up with a standard shot. Ended up doing one of those back behind the head releases.
Yeah, yeah.
It just went way high.
Cordero misses the first free throw. Rebound taken by Suman. Free throw shooting's been pretty bad for Glenwood tonight. Oh, that was hop and a skip and along the bunny trail. But they're going to call foul. Whit Hyde.
Calling the foul on Andy Heisel.
He was hopping and skipping. They call a foul on Heisel. All right. Pass into Hyde. 1-1 with Peters. Left wing. Goes to Petrovsky, top of the key. Left wing to Suman. Jump pass to Hyde. Hyde, little head fake. Drives, shoots, banks it good.
Oh,
Glenwood loses the turnover.
Yeah, loses out of bounds.
38-15, Glenwood. 2:16 left in the third. Skidmore into Whit Hyde. Met there by Cordero at half court. Here's a three-pointer by Suman from the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Aiden Peters. Huskies ball out of bounds at the baseline. Hyde feeding it in top of the key to Skidmore. Drives. Gets stopped there by Renteria. Has a three-pointer by Middaugh. Good. And a timeout called by Glenwood.
It's going to be a full timeout.
Full timeout. Minute 55 to go in the third. 38-18. Glenwood, this is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood with a 20-point lead. Doesn't feel like it, but lead 38-18 with minute 55 to go in the third quarter.
Tell you what, Peters keeps messing with that left thumb. I think he jammed it early on, and he's still feeling it.
Wow. Cordero with the ball. Head fake, drives, lays it up. Missed the layup. Nice move, though. Didn't draw the foul. Huskies ball. Whit Hyde has it near the circle. Going against Andy Heisel. His pass knocked away. It was a block by Sim Wenger. Wenger just with a major facial there.
Yeah.
Knocked it into the wall.
Well, he quick hands, he popped it out of his control, and, you know, Hyde was able to get it back and then took the shot and just knocked it out of the sky there.
Pass down to Skidmore. Hands it off to Suman. Suman flips it over to Whit Hyde. Hyde from the free throw line. Leaner got it to go. Nice shot by Whit Hyde. And Husky's on a bit of a run here. Peters to Clausen, top of the key. Andy Heisel. Now Cordero. Right wing. Drives. Hands it off to Sim. Sim kisses it off the window. Good. His first field goal of the second half. 40-20 Demons under a minute to go. Drive by Whit Hyde. They're going to call a foul against Cordero.
Yep.
So I was halfway expecting another offensive foul.
Cordero was moving on that one.
Yeah. Fourth team foul. Lob pass into Portamita. Nice reverse layup attempted by Hyde. Doesn't go. Rebound to Sim Wenger. Peters to Wenger. To Cordero. No look pass to Claussen. Tried to muscle up a shot. Doesn't go. Had it blocked by Skidmore. Quickly up the court to Petrovsky. Drives, shoots, missed the shot. Foul is going to be called on Sim Wenger. Sim started to protest, said, all right, yeah, I got him. 40-20 Glenwood, 40 seconds left in the third. Petrovsky at the line.
That's Sim Winger's fourth, so got to wonder if how long Coach Heisel is going to leave him in.
First free throw rolls in for Petrovsky. His first point.
No, he hit a three-pointer early on.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to record that. Second free throw.
So, no good. Rebound by Wenger.
Cordero down to Peters. Peters at the block. Kicks it out to Andy Heisel for three on the right wing. Short off the rim. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Up the court comes Skidmore. Driving. Gets cut off there by Claussen at the block. Pass underneath, a reverse layup. Nice shot by Middaugh. 40-23. They led by 30, now lead by 17. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Here's pass down to Wenger. Shakes the defender, lays it up and in. Good feed there from Cordero. And Wenger with the finish. 42-23, Demons lead as we go to the fourth quarter. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. We go to the fourth quarter. Glenwood leading Battle Mountain 42-23, looking for their ninth straight win. Hasn't been pretty. Cordero's got it. Goes to Wenger. Wenger against three defenders. Lays it up and in. Beautiful shot over two defenders.
And what a great Sim. Pass by Cordero.
Yeah.
No look right into the middle of the traffic.
44-23, Glenwood. Skidmore's pass knocked away by Wenger. Almost got it back. Retrieved by Skidmore. Goes to Middaugh. Hands it off to Suman. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Glenwood. Knocked it out. 44-23 Demons. 7:27 to go in the game. Drive along the baseline. Fake. Shot over Claussen. No good. Middaugh gets his rebound. Puts putback shot. Doesn't go. Rebound saved. Nope. It's out of bounds. As Whit Hyde couldn't quite save it. Battle Mountain putting the press on here. Cordero inbounds to Wenger, back to Eric. Tells everybody to back off. He can go one-on-one with Skidmore. Lulls him to sleep, drives. No look pass into Claussen, ball knocked out of bounds by Battle Mountain. Cordero's got those quick moves,
yeah.
Kind of like Weber from Coleridge. Pass into Claussen. Baseline jumper. Got it. Nice soft touch by Alec Claussen. That's his first field goal.
Yeah, first field goal.
Surprising after a 20-point night in the win over Eagle Valley. 46-23 Demons. Cordero guarding Whit Hyde closely. Pass to Skidmore. Skidmore to Suman. Has the ball swiped by Aiden Peters. Up the court to Alec Claussen. Claussen fakes, shoots, and scores. Lawson heard us. He said, all right, I'm racking up some points here.
Yeah, you want more? I'll give you more.
48-23. Drive by Whit Hyde. Lays it up and in. 48-25 Demons.
Sim let him go by there. He didn't want his fifth foul.
No. Claussen top of the key. Left wing to... There's a shot top of the key by Cordero. Three-point attempt doesn't go.
We have a new demon playing, a number 52.
That is Werger.
Werger?
Yeah.
All right.
He's called up from the minors, I guess.
Yeah. Coach Heisel figuring this game could get a little out of hand.
48-25 Demons. Madero with a drive. Shot at the glass. Got it to go. Nice shot there by Madero. His first basket. Berger hands it out to Claussen. Races past Suman, and a foul's going to be called. And Hernandez clapping enthusiastically.
Calling it on Madero yeah, away from the ball.
That's his fourth. Hernandez almost clapping in his face. It's like, all right. Hernandez is going to go to the line for a 1-1.
Well, Madero had some words for the ref, too.
Hernandez for his free throw. Break that one. Rebound. Battle between Simwinger
and Suman.
Suman in.
Calling a jump ball. It's going to be
Battle Mountain.
Battle Mountain's ball. So 48-27. Glenwood leads. 5:55 to go.
Pass to Suman, right wing. Max McFarland in the game for Battle Mountain. Whit Hyde, right wing, launches a three. That's off the mark. Rebound down to 14. Werger saved by Battle Mountain in the court to Madero. Crossover dribble, off the dribble, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken by Madero, throws it in to Midoff. Three-pointer by Suman. The freshman misses that one. Rebound taken by Whit Hyde, back to the hoop, lays it up and in.
Well, I tell you what, if they're watching this on film, Coach Heisel's going to have something to say about four offensive rebounds.
Full timeout. We'll take a break. 48-29 Demons lead. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood gets the ball out of bounds, and
they call a foul on Hernandez. Hernandez and Madero are just going at each other.
So Battle Mountain ball into their own basket. Pass into Suman. His shot blocked by Gus Heisel. They're going to call Gus for a foul. That's 17 fouls. 48-29 Demons lead.
They're actually calling that against Werger. Interesting. I mean, Gus was the one in his face. I guess they're calling him Gus or the Werger foul from behind.
First free throw is good. From Suman. Second free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Gus Heisel. Get it up the court to Werger. Almost stepped out of bounds. Goes to Gus, right wing. Gus to Andy Heisel, down to Simwinger. Splits the double team. Scoop shot. Got it in the foul. Ridiculous shot. Stop it, Mama. Please.
How
was that possible?
You know, up above, he gets the foul and then brings it underneath and scoops it up into it.
And he just knifed through two defenders.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
No Swanee kidding. Coming in for Gus.
And Peters is going to come in for Winger after he shoots this shot here. If he makes it, at least.
Trying to make a three-point play here. And, yes, he makes does. It. Money. That was insane. 51-30 Glenwood. 5:02 to go in the ball game. Timeout called by Glenwood. Full timeout. Take a break. 21-point lead for the Demons. KMTS. Welcome back to Drums Over the Rockies. 51-30 Glenwood with the lead over Battle Mountain with 5:02 left in the ballgame. Lady Demons won in a laugher, 65-20. Demons boys looking to get their ninth in a row. So Aiden Peters, Alan Hernandez, Swanson, Gus Heisel, and Andy Heisel. Demons backing off on D. Suman brings it up. Right side to Madero. One-on-one is a Whit Hyde. Forces up a shot. Doesn't go. He's fouled.
Whit Hyde heads to the line for two.
Peters called for the foul. Pretty soon we'll both be in the double bonus, and won't that be fun?
the last...
The last 2.5 minutes will take forever.
First free throw is good from Whit Hyde. Set himself a pretty good first second half. 10 points. Give him still 10 as he missed the second free throw. Rebound taken by Gus Heisel. Heisel flips it over to Aiden Peters. Peters to Andy Heisel. Andy to Gus, top of the key. Left wing to Hernandez. Hernandez over to Aiden Peters. Peters behind the back dribble. Pass into Swanee. Swanee fake, shoots, and missed the shot. Rebound taken by Gus. Whoop. Tried to muscle one back up. Jump ball called.
Jump ball. Transfer to Davis.
Glenwood ball. Andy Heisel inbound. And he goes in to Swanee in the near corner. Left wing to Gus. Gus to Andy, left in the left corner. Off three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, Peters, fadeaway jumper, good. Aiden Peters with a nice little fadeaway. Second basket, 53-31 Demons. 4:10 to go in the ball game. Madero stops, shoots a three off the right wing, good. Jose Madero, Hernandez to Swanee, to Peters. Peters down to Gus Heisel at the baseline. Hands it off to Peters, lays it up. No foul, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. A steal up the court by Gus Heisel. Heisel, baseball pass up the court to Aiden Peters. Retrieves it, left wing. Aiden goes to Andy Heisel, to Swanee, right wing. To Hernandez. Hernandez into Swanee. Jumper, good. Swanson, nice pull-up jumper. 5 feet. His second basket. It's a drive by Whit Hyde. Lays it up and in. Got the foul. 55-34. 36, rather. Glenwood with the lead. 3:21 to go. Peters picks up his third foul. Each team with 9 fouls. Hyde's first, his free throw is no good. Rebound taken, though, by Suman. Putback is no good. Rebound caroms away. Putback by Whit Hyde. Got it. 55-38. Demons. Swanson gets the inbounds. Gets past Whit Hyde. Races up the floor. Hands it off to Hernandez. Hernandez traveled.
Well, he's got to be tired of hearing that. That's the third travel call on Hernandez tonight.
55-38 Demons. Under 3 minutes to go in the third, in the ball game, rather. Madero near half court. Bounce pass to Suman. To Madero, top of the key, three. Buries it, and he's fouled. Chance for a 4-point play. But we better wake up here.
Yeah. It's a 14-point game.
2:48 to go. Hernandez picks up his third. And Madero, chance for a 4-point play. He got it. All his points in his fourth quarter. He's got 9. 55-42. Full timeout. This is KMTS. Back to Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood with a 55-42 lead over the Huskies. Glenwood running away with this, but then Battle Mountain's been not just chipping away, but taking a sledgehammer to the lead. As Madero's hit a couple of threes and hit a three and then was fouled. Hit the free throw shot, made it a rare 4-point play. There's 2:48 to go in the game. Same players out there, Andy and Gus. We got Aiden Peters. Andy Heisel up the court to Gus. Gus takes it to the hoop, lays it up and in. Nice throw from Andy Heisel.
Yeah.
Wow.
That looked like a football pass.
Right? 57-42 Glenwood. Suman to Skidmore. Pulls up jumper from 15. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Suman. Put back, no good. Rebound pulled down by Swanson. Swanee up the court to Andy Heisel. Heisel cross court pass to Hernandez. Hernandez fakes the three. Call for double dribble. 2:20 left in the game. Demons by 15. Madero, way downtown. Are you serious? That almost went in. Top of the here's a pass up the court to Gus Heisel quickly. Madero guarding him. No foul. Contact there. Hernandez there to get the rebound. To Gus. Thought about three. Goes to Swanson. Swanson call for traveling.
Boy, she's so quick to blow the whistle of traveling.
I didn't see that one. Boy. Madero's got it. Bounce pass picked off by Hernandez.
Yeah, it's a kick.
A kick. As opposed to soccer where you have to use your feet. Mid-op, inbounds pass. They get it down to Whit Hyde. Steal by Andy Heisel. Heisel dishes off to Peters. Peters to Swanson. Minute 40 to go. Andy Heisel, right wing. Top of the key to Aiden Peters. Peters to Swanee. Andy feeds it down to Hernandez. Head fake, shoots, and missed the shot. Rolled off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Whit Hyde for Battle Mountain. Goes to Suman. His shot comes up short. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Madero for three, top of the key. Won't go. Rebound scraped off the glass by Gus Heisel. Minute 14 to go. Andy Heisel's got it for Glenwood. Waves it around. Little pass picked up, taken by Swanson. Swanson to Peters. Aiden to Andy Heisel. Under a minute to go now. Demons by 15. Swanee to Andy. Heisel kicks it over to Gus. Left wing to Swanee.
Yep, they're just running the clock out now.
Here's Gus. Flips it over to Andy. Hands it off to Swanson. Swanson, little spin move there. Well, he got fouled there. No call. Pass down to Peters. Peters in the paint. Didn't take the shot. 32 seconds. Just running clock here. Peters has it. Right wing. Backs away. Peters hands it off to Andy Heisel. Back to Swanee. Top of the key.
He got fouled again.
Yeah. They're not going to blow the whistle. Peters has it. Top of the key. 10 seconds. And both teams conceding. 6-5-4-3-2-1. That's your ball game. 57-42 Glenwood with the win. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Battle Mountain High School. Glenwood Demons get the sweep over the Huskies. Lady Demons win 65-20 to go to 5-0 in league. 15-7 overall. Glenwood Boys win an ugly game. They led by 30-plus points, but end up winning by 15, 57-42. Glenwood, their scoring totals in the quarters, 13, 10, 19, and 15. Battle Mountain, 7, 3, 13, and 16. Simwanger, another solid night, 19 points.
And 7 rebounds and 4 steals.
Kind of a quiet night for him, but still 19 points.
Yeah.
Edwin Olave with 11 points. Four. A lot of fours by Arjuni Renteria, Gus Heisel, Eric Cordero with 4, Benny Swanson with 4 points, 4 from Aiden Peters. And again, Olave with 11. Ella Clausen with 5 points. Demons win it 57-42 to go to 5-0, their ninth straight win. And they'll close out the regular season Friday at home against Eagle Valley, the rematch. That should be a doozy.
Glenwood getting a good defensive showing in this, what we call a sloppy game. 16 steals, only 13 turnovers themselves, but forced 24 turnovers for Battle Mountain. Battle Mountain led by Hyde, who had 17 points and 5 rebounds and 3 steals. Woodworth had 6 rebounds to lead all of Battle Mountain, but he fouled out pretty early on, what was it, 3 or 4 offensive fouls. They were calling a lot of offensive fouls tonight.
Glenwood wins it 57-42. Lady Demons win it 65-20. Our next broadcast Friday night at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 5:37, I believe. We'll double-check that time against Eagle Valley on Friday night. on senior night. Thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Mr. Vat Cleaning and Restoration, Berthod Select, Bighorn Toyota, Bank of Colorado, Alpine Bank, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, and McDonald's. For Keith Harris, Ron Millhorn saying so long from Battle Mountain High School, where Glenwood gets the sweep over the Battle Mountain Huskies. This is KMTS.